Hollywood Studios Bring Zero Entries to Cannes Film Festival 2026. By Breitbart News on May 12, 2026. Cannes, France, AP, the red carpet has been rolled out at the 79th Cannes Film Festival in the south of France. The French Riviera Festival beginning Tuesday will include 12 days of non-stop world premieres before culminating May 23 with the presentation of the Palme d'Or, the festival's top honor and one of the film industry's most prestigious awards. The festivities kick off with the opening night film, The Electric Kiss, a French period comedy, and the awarding of an honorary Palme d'Or to The Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson. What isn't at Cannes has been as buzzed about as much as what is. Hollywood is largely absent this year. While blockbusters like Top Gun, Maverick and Elvis have touched down at previous incarnations, studio films this year have been either scared away by the possibility of a rocky reception or by the high cost of flying in A-listers to the Côte d'Azur. The closest thing in Cannes slate is an anniversary celebration for Fast and Furious. Speaking to members of the press Monday, Cannes artistic director Thierry Frémaux said Hollywood is reshaping in the midst of Paramount Skydance's proposed acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery. "I hope the studio films will come back," Frémaux said. Cannes has become better known for its lengthy standing ovations than its boos. This year, a long list of big-name filmmakers will have center stage. Among the filmmakers set to unveil new movies are Pedro Almodovar, Bitter Christmas, James Gray, Paper Tiger, Na Hongjin, Hope, Pavel Polakowski, Fatherland, and Ryusuke Hamaguchi, All of a Sudden. If Cannes has waned as a global launchpad for studio releases, it has grown as a breeding ground for Oscar contenders. 2 years ago, Sean Baker's Anora won the Palme in Cannes before winning Best Picture. Last year, Cannes selections like Sentimental Value, The Secret Agent and It Was Just an Accident went on to play prominent roles in awards season. More often than not, the specialty distributor Neon has been at the forefront of the Cannes to Oscars pipeline. Neon has backed the past six Palme d'Or winners, an unprecedented streak that it may be poised to extend. Neon is attached to more than a quarter of the 22 films in competition for the Palme d'Or. On Tuesday, the jury deciding that award and others will hold a news conference before beginning their sequestered movie watching. South Korean filmmaker Park Chung-wook is serving as president of the nine-member panel, along with Demi Moore, Chloe Zhao, Stellan Skarsgård and others. How much any of this will serve as backdrop for The White Lotus remains to be seen. The fourth season of Mike White's acclaimed HBO series is based around a trip to Cannes. Last month, the show began shooting on the French Riviera. While Cannes may be light on big Hollywood movies, it isn't lacking in stars. Set to appear over the next 2 weeks are Kristen Stewart, Barbara Streisand, Adam Driver, Javier Bardem, Michael Fassbender, Kate Blanchett, Rami Malek, Sebastian Stan, Sandra Haller and many others.